Well, folks, I remember back during the Governor Mike Parson's State of the State address, and we covered a lot of different angles of that. There were different angles. Obviously, we covered the COVID angle, and we covered the fact that the governor called for Medicaid expansion. There was a lot of news discussed that day. It was back in January. But one of the things the governor did talk about was a number of big jobs projects that are taking place across the state, and the governor did specifically mention the Chewy project in Belton. That's about 1,200 jobs or so coming into rural Belton, which is in Cass County. And earlier today, Governor Parson, Mayor Larkey, DED Director Dixon, a number of other business leaders were on hand for the ribbon-cutting ceremony. I'm Brian Helsworth, and joining me to talk about what happened and really how big this project is the director of our Missouri Department of Economic Development, Rob Dixon. Director Dixon, I appreciate your time. Tell us what this project means for Western Missouri, Cass County, and for Belton. This is huge.
Absolutely. It really is a huge project. And I think anybody that has a pet or knows people that do has probably heard of Chewy.com. And that's the e-commerce retailer that has come into our state to open a massive distribution, call it a fulfillment center, but it's a distribution center where Chewy ships their products to customers all across the Midwest and out even into what the western part of the country. So this is a really large capital investment project that is bringing new jobs, new investment, and new construction, obviously to Belton, but certainly to the state of Missouri. So from our perspective, to have a really known brand like Chewy come into our state, I think it really speaks volumes to the strategy that we've been following, which is if you continue to work on your workforce development and your infrastructure, opportunities like this will come. And that's exactly what happened here. The development that that occurred today in Belton and Chewy's announcement certainly is great news. We've been working on it for a while, but it's the culmination of a lot of years of investment around that area, getting the site ready for an opportunity like this when it came knocking. There's been road improvements all around it and certainly on the workforce. The one thing I would really, really talk about, and this is something that is important not just for today, but as you go into the future, this company and their expansion, I think, shows a lot about how the economy has changed since the pandemic. And we all know we were shopping from home over the last year and really relied even more so on online retailers and the like. And this is a project that really took, got legs during the pandemic and was able to be one of the positive news stories about our state's economy over the last year. And so if you zoom out and you look at a map of North America, right smack dab in the middle of that is Missouri, and more specifically, the Kansas City region. And that is why e-commerce and distribution and logistics facilities are looking at Missouri as a place for long-term investment, because they can get goods all across the country and all across the continent.
Director, I know the governor mentioned at the beginning, and this is like a year ago. I know things change. I believe he mentioned 1,200 jobs. Today it sounds like 1,600 jobs. Did that go
Yes.
up? Did that go up?
Yeah, the original discussions that we had with them really started off around 1,200, but their projections are looking strong, and obviously they're seeing a lot of growth. And today the company did announce 1,600 new jobs happening across the region. And their commitment to the state of Missouri is that, they would bring in 1,200 jobs, and we're already seeing that they're planning to beat those early projections. So really positive news. And I think this is what we in economic development really hope to see, which is you start working on those kind of foundational things like workforce and infrastructure. You get a company that's interested in your community, and that it you have an opportunity like this, and even more good things can come of it when you do focus on that. And we're already seeing that play out. Again, certainly with the 1,600 jobs today is an increase from what we expected earlier.
Final question for our Director of Economic Development, Rob Dixon. I'll give you the final word, sir. But I-49 obviously is huge, and you mentioned you're spot on here about just the fact that you've got the infrastructure that has gone on. I want to ask a final question about just the economic impact, the ripple impact, if you will, of a project of this magnitude. I mean, Cass County has a lot of poverty. You and I both know that, and obviously, but they're trying to get jobs. These jobs will pay about $35,000 ballpark a year. What kind of an economic impact, Director, will that have on Belton, Cass County, and for that matter, Western Missouri? What do you see?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you think about how kind of the whole economy comes together here. The governor talked about it today when we were at the facility, but there were Chewy employees who were showing up to work at this brand new facility to do a job working at a company that was not here just a short time ago. And that means there's going to be 1,600 Missouri families that, you know, folks get up every single day, they go to work, they earn a living. They take care of their families. They, you know, buy a new truck, buy a new car, able to, you know, take care of themselves and their needs. And that's how we see all of this rippling through the economy. Obviously, 1,600 jobs locating in Belton is a huge shot in the arm for Western Missouri overall. But, you know, the literally millions of dollars of capital that's being invested in there will help the schools, will help the community grow, will help it attract other businesses who see that this is a really strong community that's looking for additional growth. And I think this is the really a great story of, if you focus on the fundamentals, if you focus on making sure your roads and your bridges and your broadband internet infrastructure is good, and you work on things like workforce training programs, good things will happen. And that's exactly why we've been so focused on it. It's why the governor every single day talks about these things. And we're going to stick to the strategy because it's working, and we're seeing growth like this happening all across Missouri.
Director, I know you've had a very busy day in Cass County today with the governor, and the governor had to get back because I know as we record this, he's announcing a big investment of money, if you will, in healthcare. So you had to get back. I know you're busy. Is there anything you would like to add about this Chewy project? Feel free.
I would just encourage folks that are interested in working there to go check out their website. They're hiring now. They're ready, willing, and able to take folks to come on board. And if you have any interest, there's a great opportunity out there for you. We really appreciate the partnership with our local partners. It's what happens when the state and our local communities work together with the private sector, and good things come. So I really appreciate the chance today to talk with you, Brian, and thanks for you and your listeners having interest in this, for sure.